about to take an advancement.
Oh, good morning. Is Warren available?
Hold on just a second, please.
Oh, thank you.
This is Warren Stamps.
Hi, good morning, Warren. This is Zach with the Bank of Cardiff. How are you doing today?
Hey, man. How's it going?
Good, good. I just got your web registration and just wanted to reach out to you, see if this is a good time to talk and see how we could help you out.
Okay.
What were you looking? Looks like you're looking for some working capital. What were you looking to do?
Well, actually, I think what I received an offer under one company that I have economic development under contract, but basically I really need capital for another company that I run, North Mississippi Center for Higher Educational Advancement.
Okay.
And what I have is basically we've been in operation here for the last 23 years.
Okay.
Almost 24 years.
And congratulations.
It's been a struggle, but we're here. We're an educational consulting services group that provides support to post-secondary, meaning colleges and universities in the area of management and marketing and enrollment management and recruitment. And then we also support efforts for local school districts in helping to provide academic support and enrichment to youth in those schools.
Wow.
We operate primarily on grants and contracts.
Right, right.
And so right now I'm facing a situation where I have some contracts and awards that have been issued, but they require
payment.
Well, they're kind of incremental payments.
Okay.
And I need some cash flow to bridge me over the next 6 to 8 months, where I can catch up, where those revenues are really actually making an impact on the flow of our operation. So
sure. So
that's basically what I'm faced with.
A temporary cash infusion of sorts.
Exactly.
Okay. Well, you know what? First off, I just want to say it sounds like a very honorable, business that you're in.
Can you hold on just a second for me?
Absolutely.
Yes, sir.
The chipper and the trailer are under the business of the recurring on, right? So he's probably built up his credit history there as well. That guy who's paying off those payments every month. Does probably why his might be a tiny bit higher than Rose's
I'm sorry. Please forgive me.
Oh, no problem. No problem. I understand you got a business to run, so no
yeah.
big deal. No big deal. And just wanted to say first and foremost that I really, think it's an honorable, industry that you're in, and it's unfortunate that something as important as education, has to, almost be squandered in a sense or be made to not be available. So I really commend you on that.
I appreciate that. That means a great deal.
Yeah, I'm a big proponent of education, and for it to take a backseat to other stuff, it upsets me terribly.
Right.
On another note, it sounds like we could definitely do something. This is the type of loan that it was created for, is that type of bridge loan to get through a slower time or a slow pay period. Was
right.
there a specific dollar amount in mind that you were looking for to get through that slow time?
Well, I was looking at $250,000 would be great, but $175,000 to $200,000 definitely would be feasible.
Okay.
That depends on what you require and what you're able to do.
Absolutely. So I just would like to ask a couple qualifying questions, if you don't mind.
Yes, sir.
So our loans are based off of the sales from the year previous. Would you happen to have a ballpark of what you guys did in sales last year? And you could actually combine both companies if you wanted.
Yeah, actually what we've done, what has come through via grants and contracts,
uh-huh.
probably comes to a total of about $1.2 million.
Okay. 1.2. So, based off of that number, I feel confident in saying we could get you upwards of, 120 to roughly maybe 150, 160.
Okay.
If that would, be beneficial for the business or help you out?
It would.
Okay. And it's actually a very simple process. We have a one-page application. We would want to look at 6 months of business bank statements just to verify cash flow. And also the first two pages of the most recent tax return to verify sales for the businesses. And if you did have any outstanding working capital loans or anything like that, we would like information on that as well. That would give us a snapshot of your businesses that we need to make an offer that would be beneficial and not detrimental.
Okay.
And we do have, terms from 6 months all the way up to 24 months to 36 months. So it's just a matter of seeing where you can fit in and again, what would be a good fit for what you're looking to do.
Okay.
What's a good email address? Actually, is it wstamps1957 at, I don't see the end of it right there.
Yeah, AOL.com. But AOL. If you could send it to that one as well as to wstamps.
Sure. Wstamps
at nmchea.org.
Chea.org. Sure.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So I'll just
CC. How long does such a process take?
So
if everything were provided.
Yeah. So once I receive your information, package it, and get it to underwriting, typically it's about 24 hours till we can have feedback for you and have an offer for you. If you do like what we have to say and you're in agreement and this is going to work out for you, we send you out documents. Once we receive those back, it's about 24 to 48 hours to get you funded. So typically from beginning to end of the process, it could be 3 to 4 days from beginning to end. Funded. Is there an immediate need there? Are you just kind of in the preliminary
stages?
It is
an immediate need, but I can't push it any further than what we can make it happen. So we'll do what we got to do.
Absolutely. And Warren, do you have any current working capital loans or anything like that that you're paying
No.
on? No?
No.
Okay. Excellent, excellent. Well, I am going to put together that email for you. I will have it out to you in 5 to 10 minutes. My direct dial will be on there as well. So if you have any questions, you know, gathering information or just any questions in general, you can always reach out to me. I'm here to help you out.
I appreciate you so much.
No problem. You know, I appreciate your time today. It was a pleasure to speak with you. Keep your eyes peeled for that email. Did you want me to follow up with you on Monday to make sure that you received everything?
That would be great. That would be great.
And would this be the best time to reach back out to you?
Sure.
Okay, perfect. I will put that in my calendar, and then I'll get on that email, and I'll have it out to you shortly. And again, it was a pleasure to speak with you today.
My pleasure. Thank you.
All right. Thanks, Warren. Take care.
Yeah.
Bye-bye.